What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. Yeah, we're jumping right into this podcast. Look, momentum, motivation, results. Lack of motivation is a lack of results. How can you keep doing something that's costing you time, energy, and pain consistently, and it's not giving you the results you want? You're going to quit, right? Lack of results will produce a lack of motivation, the feeling of wanting to keep doing it, okay? Because you're not getting ultimately what you want out of the thing that you're doing. And listen, the gym, like if you're going to the gym, you're not losing body fat, you're not getting better, you're not feeling better, you're not looking better, and it's costing you energy, it's costing you time, it's costing you money. You're like, fuck this shit, I'm quitting. Most people quit because they just don't get what they want. And so you have to understand, results are everything in life. And that's why, like, when you have, like, failures, they're not failures, it's just a result. And sometimes it's producing the result that you don't want. But you have to be smart enough to think, okay, cool, I'm not getting the result I want. You can't just be like, oh, fuck, this is not working. I'm like, no, there's someone that's been in your situation who's gotten the result you wanted. Whether it's losing 20 pounds, getting a six-pack, whatever it might be, they've done it. The thing is, they knew what they were doing, you didn't know. And if they didn't know, they found someone, they had someone help them. You get that. So you really have to level up your thinking and be like, okay, cool, if I'm not getting what I want, and I'm obviously not, I don't know what I'm doing then. I obviously don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I need to go find help. I need to find someone that's going to help me out and give me what I ultimately want. Because if not, listen, you're just going to be running around in circles. You're just going to be running around circles hoping that you get results, jumping back on the fucking hamster wheel here and there. Every time you feel some sort of pain, every time something happens, you're like, no, you know, I got to get back on to losing weight. I got to get back on to, you know, better job, whatever it might be, you know? So you are the only person holding yourself back. You got to learn to look at yourself, either drop your ego, stop being so ignorant, stop being so fucking hard-headed, and realize that it's costing you more time, energy, effort, and money because you don't have the answers. Some of the smartest people in the world learn from other fucking smart people. I personally have learned from so many fucking smarter people than me. I've asked for help. I've paid for help. I've looked to people who have what I want and I've emulated them. I've looked at what their morning routines are like. I've looked at what they ate. I've looked at certain things. And when I found someone that really resonated with me, I wasn't afraid to reach out and pay. Was it always a risk? Yes. Fuck yeah. I've always taken these financial risks. But I always believed in myself. I believed that, listen, like my perspective is like, fuck me. I'm not going to stay in the same fucking spot again, year after fucking year. And I know if it's happened to me, it's happened to you. So you just have to realize that time is just passing by and time does not forgive anybody. Great song by Juan Gabriel called Abrázame. All right. He says time is cruel. It doesn't forgive anybody. And he's true. And he's right. Like, it doesn't. And so that also goes for you and you fucking off. You know, you eating shitty ass food, you not sticking to your plan. And you have to realize too, like the self-sabotaging, the drinking, the smoking, like all that, you're just self-sabotaging. Sleeping in, missing the gym, making the excuse of not going to the gym. So you see, like, you have to take a step back and realize, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck am I doing? And it's being, and then that's where you have to start being honest with yourself. Just be truthful and be like, fuck, I'm fucking up here. But it's hard. Of course it's fucking hard. But what's harder is fucking reaching the end of every single year and realizing you haven't done shit. Man, I did that so long. I felt like I did that for so long. I felt like I'd go at the end of the year, especially with like my work and my business. And like when it came for me for bodybuilding, like once I got my first coach, I was like, what the fuck? He taught me so much. I still have my journal diaries of all the food that I tracked. Once from there, I hired another one. Then he taught me something else. Then I hired another one. And from one to another, I just learned and learned and learned until I was like, holy shit. And everyone got not more expensive, but I just started to be like, okay, this is worth more. This is worth more. This is worth more, you know? And yes, have I spent some money on some other coaches that did not pay off? Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yes. One guy spent like $3,000, I think, or $2,200. Did not pay off at all. And that was more like social media help and things like that. It was bullshit, man. I should have fucking known. But it's okay. But it's okay. But it's like, just because one of them is bad doesn't mean they're all bad, you know? My experience was like, that was a great coach. And then I hired another coach at one point, and it wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as I expected. I still made my money back, but I learned from it. You know, it might have not been the best one, but I was like, I'm just not going to stop finding ways to educate myself and get myself to where I want to go. Because I'm telling you, when you get results, your life just changes. You feel this sense of in control of your life. Because right now, if you're not getting what you want, I guarantee you don't feel in control. I guarantee you don't feel like you're the one driving the fucking car to where you want it to go. You might be getting swayed by all your bad habits. You might be getting swayed by all your pleasures. See, your seeking of pleasures is what's fucking you. You're seeking the things that make you feel good instead of seeking the things that are going to produce you the results you want. Because the things that make you feel good don't always end up giving you the result that you want. They end up costing you more. They end up costing you time, money, energy, and effort, and pain. Okay? And another problem you might be dealing with is that you do good. You do good for a week. You do good for 2 weeks. And you decide to have a cheat meal. And that cheat meal turns into a cheat day. That cheat day turns into a cheat week. That cheat week turns into a cheat month. And you're like, oh no, I tried so hard. But no. What happened is you were still trying to hold on to your old life, your old you. What ended up happening is you got a taste of your old you, and you're like, oh, this feels so good. All the other stuff is so hard. Let me just keep going and going. And now it's just snowball effect. How do you stop that? You start by understanding that there are no cheat meals. Okay? I get that asked a lot. Oh, well, how many cheat meals do you have? Why are you going to cheat? Just the word cheating is a fucking horrible word. You wouldn't cheat on your significant other. You wouldn't want to cheat on your test. You wouldn't cheat on anything. Why are you going to cheat on your body? Why are you going to go cheat on your body? When people say, well, you have cheat meals, I'm going to look, bro. If I want to go have some fucking sushi, I just make sure it fits my macros. That's it. It's not a cheat meal. I just make sure it's still in line with my goals in life, with my body goals, because I know what I'm doing. I understand food. You don't understand food. If you still think in terms of diets and cheat meals, you don't understand food. All you know is how to limit yourself. Barely. All you know is that you have to completely restrict yourself and stay in a bubble. Stay in a prison. I always say it. I'd say like whenever you go on a diet, you lock yourself into, you open the prison door, you walk inside, and it's you and a weight scale and some food. That's all it is. It's prison. And every time you get sick of that place because you're doing some shit you hate, there's no freedom in it. You get out of jail and you go have some freedom, but then you hate the way you look and you go back into jail. Let me go back into this jail. So it's me, the weight scale. Okay, here we go. Right? Because you still don't understand how to do it. See, one of my main pillars in my program is called Mastering Macro Tracking. The secret to freedom and empowerment. Because there's a sense of freedom when you're not so restricted. There's a feeling of power, of empowerment when you know what you're doing and you're getting what you want, because you're back in control of your life. You're back in control of your body, because your body and your mind are your life. So understand, there are people who have the solution to your problems. You just have to be willing to put in the effort to go and ask them and be willing to invest into yourself, because you are the biggest asset. It's not real estate. It's not stocks. It's none of that. You are, because you're the main income producing asset that you have. You're the one that produces the money. And your life and the quality of life is to really be determined by the quality of the work you put in. And the quality of work that you're putting in is shitty. You're not going to get great results. Simple as that. All right. If you want that kind of help, if you're fucking struggling and you need to fucking get coached in the right direction, and you're tired of fucking going back to the prison cell, shoot me a fucking message. Either on Instagram, the Alex Duenas, or hit me up on TikTok, mainly Instagram. But I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram. Shoot me a fucking message and let's fucking get you to feel fucking some freedom and some empowerment, because ultimately Time is ticking by. Time is only going by faster. And you're either going to do something, you're going to improve this year, or you're not going to fucking improve this year. All right? So quit making fucking excuses. Let's get you to higher standards, higher expectations, and no more fucking bullshitting. All right? Let's fucking make 2024 your fucking year. Peace.